Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope that you've been able to work on some of your goals this weekend. I hope that you have been able to move forward. Setting goals for yourself allows you to move forward because you know what you want and you make a plan to get there. This weekend has been one of the more interesting ones. You've got what's going on in Israel. You've got what's going on dealing with any number of things, especially with what's going on with the possibility of the FISA warrants being reauthorized. There's some moves to change that, and I'm hoping that they do change that. So we'll see. I am wanting to see our government be something that is about our freedom. Right now, it's not. We've got to work on that together. We've got to get together as those who love freedom. We've got to be the ones who fight for it. I don't want to see that our country keeps going down a path that allows those who would do wrong to this country, wrong to our freedom, continue to win. Now, okay, some of these folks think that they're doing good for us, but they're really not. Freedom is about us taking care of ourselves. Not having Big Brother look over our shoulder for everything. It would be better if people started understanding that. But they don't. Matter of fact, there's a lot of voters that don't understand that. If you are listening to this channel, I hope that you're doing so in a way that you're wanting to be informed, that you're wanting to get educated. And I'm not going to be the one necessarily providing all the education for this stuff. What I am wanting to do is to guide you on the path to allow you to understand what your freedom should mean, what you should learn, so that you can create a situation that you have more freedom. That is our goal here, mine and yours, to work towards freedom. I'm not going to aim towards being a leader. I'm not going to aim towards starting a mass group. I want to have a group of people that work together with me to bring about freedom. Yes, sometimes that takes money. Sometimes that just takes me flapping my jaws. And all times, that requires that everybody understand that freedom is what I am working towards. Freedom is what you're working towards, because it is not something that is an ending fight. You have to be vigilant for your freedom. You have to want to be free at all times. You have to instill in your family to be free at all times. But unfortunately, we've got a whole bunch of folks that don't want to be free. We've got a whole bunch of folks that think that they need to follow what the government or some cult of personality is telling them. They think that what they need to do is to kneel down instead of stand up. I'm never going to say that. I was reading a book by James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, the group that is always, well, that was always going in and doing investigative journalism. Now, he's an interesting figure. The name of the book that I read was American Ruckmaker. American Muckraker. Sorry. In it, he says that many movements fall because they finish their goal and they don't know how to move past. It's used to sell a few books, and yes, I've got a book for sale. I have made that clear. But that's not, I'm going for freedom. I'm going for the fight to move past what we have now and then to keep a constant watch. I am looking to make sure that not a candidate gets elected, but a group of candidates at all times are in office watching our backs. That's why I'm not liking Mike Johnson right now. Mike Johnson got put in there as Speaker of the House. And what he's done with that power is to make sure, or is to try to make sure, and he probably did make sure, to have FISA warrants reauthorized. Even though he said he was against them, he voted to reauthorize them. We can no longer have people in office that do these things. We can no longer have people in office that continuously listen to the special interest groups, that continuously listen to the media that is slanted. Oh, there's another book that I'm reading, Cheryl Atkinson's Slanted. What I've read of it so far is fascinating. I haven't got that far into it yet, but it is fascinating. We can't keep this up. Our freedom is too precious. Seriously, our freedom is too precious to continuously allow a situation where our freedom comes last in the eyes of the people that we elect. I mean, seriously, what is the point of these folks getting elected to represent us if what they're representing are the special interest groups, are the political action committees, are party politics, when they should be fighting for our freedom? When they should be up there working to see our needs are met, not the needs of folks that come here to steal our tax dollars, not the people that come here to do us harm, but the men and women of this nation. We don't need laws that are constantly getting passed that are taking our freedom. The folks that are constantly pushing for law and order in this country amuse me. Seriously, y'all amuse me. Because, yes, we need law and order. We need laws. We need not to have to constantly be worrying about criminals. I mean, murderers, thieves, people like that. Yes, sure. I am going to stand against those things. I'm against the fact that they are able to get their voices heard by Congress before the people who sit there and work their tail ends off get heard. But let me tell you something. When you have laws and judges that are putting journalists in jail for protecting their client, or I mean their sources, when you have a nation that is attacking journalists, I'm not talking about these people that write opinion pieces. No. I'm talking about people that are honestly trying to make sure that you see what is happening in the world. We don't currently have many of those people. And I don't care if the person is a little left-leaning. I don't care if the person's a little right-leaning. As long as they are trying to present you with the truth. The truth helps your freedom more than being told one specific lie. What you should be wanting to do is learn as much as possible. You should be trying to learn why that the Constitution was written the way it was. If you don't know who Patrick Henry is, if you don't know who Adam Smith is, you should be attempting to learn who these men were. See, I even read... Uh-oh, it was right on the tip of my tongue, and it just slipped out because I got a little... I got moving a little. Margaret Sanger. I've even read Margaret Sanger's works to learn what the left thinks. It was fascinating to read this racist person who Hillary Clinton adores. And yes, before all else, Margaret Sanger was one of the most racist people to have an influence on life. And people lie about her. They go to defend her all the time. I love Time magazine, who we are supposed to follow. They're supposed them and PolitiFact claim that, oh, she wasn't that racist. She wasn't racist. Wrong. She talked before the KKK. She worked to put Planned Parenthood in poor black neighborhoods. She wasn't putting Planned Parenthood where white people were. And take a look at where Planned Parenthood is now. Oh, but it's to help those that are worse off. You know, it's been my experience that the black folks of this country, at least in the South, I ain't been around the North all that much, but I've met a few folks from up there, and they're willing to work just as hard as any white person. So their condition is set up the way that it is, not because they aren't willing to work hard, not because that they're poor folks. They're set up the way they are because it's a political agenda. Because we keep having everything taken from us, and we do, by a government who would rather use that money for special interest. No matter how hard that you work in this country, the government wants it. Seriously. We've got police departments that are used as ways for local government to get money. Police departments are praised for seeking, for taking money from hardworking Americans, even if all their crime is driving down the street. Civil asset forfeiture. Read up on that. Don't just take my word for it. Read up on civil asset forfeiture and how often that innocent people are just driving down the street, pulled over, and the cop goes, "May I search your vehicle?" And these law-abiding people allow for these cops to search their vehicle. And if they find money, the cops take that money. Why? Because, oh, it was done used in the commission of a crime. Never mind that, no, it wasn't. They just claim it. And then, if these people are found innocent, you have to fight with them to get that money back. Even if you're not even charged, even if you don't end up having to go to court, you have to fight with these police departments to get the money back. Because the only reason that they're taking that money is to A, look good in front of cameras and whatnot. And the other reason is because that money is used by the police departments to fund all the expensive gear that they get and to be used by the local government. Most of the time, civil asset forfeiture isn't. It's mostly the tickets and the traffic stops and whatnot. But you have entire police departments that are raising more of the local budget than taxes are. I am in no way, shape, or form condoning violent riots and whatnot. A few years back, there was a gentleman that was killed by the police, and it's turned into race riots. Now, the gentleman that was killed, and I'm not even going to bring up his name because it wasn't his name that was important. He himself, I've talked to people that actually knew him, was somebody that everybody was expecting for that to happen to. He was what he was. But like I said, I've talked to people that actually knew him. This one person actually showed me pictures. It wasn't so much of this one guy's death. It was a simple fact that these folks had been living like this for so long because the police department had been doing so many things. This particular police department was giving tickets out far more than any other police department in the area. Why? Because people in the city government were wanting to make sure that their lives were maintained to what they thought it should be, and the best way to do that was to raise as much money as possible so they could be paid as much money as possible. And this was frustrating people in the area. So the riots weren't the people of that area, not the people that traveled there, but the people of that area were frustrated because of that. The dude's death had nothing as much to do with it as the simple fact of that the police were already not liked. That was just a match that landed on a bunch of dry kindling. We've got a situation in this country where we have police departments that are gearing themselves up to give as many tickets as they can. They set up speed traps. They're not enforcing laws. No. They're working to raise money. Law and order don't matter in these places. And that's freedom being taken right there. If they're taking your money, they're taking your freedom. This push to, oh, we need to know what you're doing all the way down to $600. They want to know what you do with any of your money. They track your money. Because we could be finding a terrorist that way. No, you're not looking to find a terrorist. You're looking to control people's lives. You're wanting to take their freedom. Politicians and special interest groups do not want to see you enjoying life. They want you working towards their goals. When the Constitution was written, so that we put a curb on what they're doing. Yes, I agree with Washington that we need it, Washington and Benjamin Franklin, that we need to have a strong enough government to protect everybody. Yes, we need a standing military. We don't need a military-industrial complex. Yes, we've got to have material, or we've got to have the ability to have the right equipment. But we don't need a military-industrial complex. We don't need to fund every war that's out there. We don't need to get involved with every war that's out there. But we do. We stick our nose in everybody's business. And all of that is leading to our freedoms being taken, because they need us to sit there and work so that they can collect taxes. They want to tell us what to do because they want to have a power trip. They want their pet projects taken care of. Oh, but it's for the good. We're doing it for the public good. No, you're not. You're doing it for your ego. You're doing it for a power trip. You are not doing it for anybody's good. And I'm getting tired of hearing this. I'm getting tired of a mainstream media that attacks our freedom constantly. And seriously, that's what's going on. They're attacking our freedom. They're attacking what it means to be an American. And no, being an American has no bearing on what your skin color is. And that's something you need to get past. If you've got a problem with somebody because of their skin color, I ain't got nothing for you. You go in the military, and the folks that are willing to sign the check that says that they are willing to give all that they can up to and including their life for the freedom of this nation, then if you, when you go in there, you see that it doesn't matter what their skin color is. My redneck was showing on that one. There are Muslims that join, not because of a political ideology or because of their religion. They join the military to defend this country. They are American, and they see a love for this country. Am I defending Islam? No. I'm defending the men and women that are willing to defend this country. We don't have enough of that. We don't have enough people that are defending this country. And we don't have enough people that are willing to defend the defenders of this country. Oh, you get people, I have so many times had people that thank me for my service. Okay? You want to thank me for my service? You vote for people that's going to help protect freedom. Not the people that are wanting to have these weird projects. I mean, yes, we've got a media that is pushing you to only believe their narrative. Cheryl Atkinson's Slanted gives so many examples, and these are examples that she lived it through trying to be an investigative journalist. So people don't want their freedom. They listen to the media, and they bow their heads down to these folks that want to take their freedom because, oh, we've got to believe the government. We've got to believe the experts. Most of the time, the so-called experts are of such questionable moral and ethical values that, no, we should not be listening to them. We should not be listening to folks that were kicked out of the government for committing crimes, unless it's a whistleblower. I'll listen to some of these whistleblowers. Okay, I'm going to put it like this. I respect what Edward Snowden did by being a whistleblower. But he wasn't willing to stand here and fight our court system. Yes, I know everything was stacked against him. But he wasn't willing to stay here and fight the court system. I have a problem with that. So I'm of two minds on him. Now, I am not sure. You know, there's a lot of people that defend him that I enjoy listening to, enjoy reading their work and all that. Maybe I'm just curmudgeonly. I'm 48 years old. I'm kind of set in my ways in a lot of ways. I've spent my life being a certain way. And I change on occasion, but I'm getting to the point where I don't necessarily want to see some of the changes that are going on. I don't want to see certain things that are going on. You know, it just does kind of make me think that maybe if I just fight for freedom and not try to understand everybody's uses of freedom, maybe that's all I need to do. But if you aren't willing to fight for your own freedom, which, okay, maybe that was what was best. When Edward Snowden went to Russia, maybe that was honestly the best way he could fight for his freedom. I don't think so. I still have a little bit inside of me that says, okay, maybe we should be able to fight, or if you're in his position, you'd be able to fight. I could be mistaken. I'll admit it. He was fighting up against some powerful folks. Now, on the other hand, I ain't such a big fan of Bradley, the dude that changed his gender to try to get people to like him better. Him, I don't like. You're in the military. Your job in the military is to defend this country. And some of the information he released, it mostly went to hurt people in the military. Wasn't even that these folks did something all that terrible. They dealt with frustrations. They dealt with the fact that we have a country that isn't that educated anymore and that is being used to push an agenda using your emotions and not your intelligence. Which is what led to this guy, Bradley, whatever, I really don't remember his name and really don't care to look it up. And there will probably be some people, well, you're dead naming him. I'm too old to care about that stupidity. He wants to live in a world where his mental problems are out for everybody to see. That is not my business. Seriously, really is not my business. I don't care. Don't attempt to tell me that I need to help you with your mental issues. I am not going to coddle you. You changed your name, sure, but you changed your name because you think that you're something you're not. And then before this person even does that, this person goes out there and uses classified information. At least Edward Snowden was a contractor. He was out there doing stuff that he and the information that he gave, it's real information. It's not attacking a group. It's showing the truth. We are at a point where we need to only fight for those that are fighting for our freedom. Those folks that are trying to make people look bad, no, I'm not going to go for. I will give Edward Snowden this. He did something that helped us know what is happening to our freedom. I will more than applaud that part. I will not applaud CBS News, NBC News, ABC News, CNN. I won't applaud those folks. They rarely, unless it helps their agenda, they rarely break any real news. They talk about the same things. And even on Fox News, I don't listen to that anymore because they talk about the same two or three topics the entire day. And if unless something big happens, that's all they talk about. They don't cover that much in the way of news. They talk about the same two or three topics, and they bring on the same experts, and it's just a repeat all day long, no matter which. You listen to one news, supposed news channel, you go to another one. Okay, Fox News is slanted somewhat conservatively. Not completely, but somewhat. But it's the same thing. And I am tired of this happening. You need to start picking up books. You need to start looking at the truth. Now, I attempt to write the truth. I will admit that. I write news articles. Currently, I don't get paid for views. And I try to cover things that y'all have a chance to learn something from. Seriously, I want y'all to learn something from what I am writing about. I want you I try to give you all the information, but if you want to cover it more, do it. Now, if you've got a topic, if there is a elected official, if there is a government program that you want me to look into, I will gladly do it. I have read enough stuff at this point to know that no matter what, we've got a government that isn't by the people anymore. It isn't doing anything good for this country. Ben Shapiro, the other day, I listened to him. And he was talking about that the Democrat Party and the liberals are in constant revolution. They're constantly talking about revolution, that we need to do things to further their agenda. We do. They want to push our comfort zones. No. We need to have stability in our lives. We need to no longer listen to those folks that will constantly attack us because they have an agenda. And that's what they're doing. They're attacking us because they have an agenda. That's been the Democrat Party's way for a long, long time. They're the party of hate. They're the party of KKK, BLM, La Raza, all of these hate groups all coalesce into the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party at times are able to beat them back, but our weaknesses show because of being the big tent party. And yes, that can be a weakness. It can be a strength, but it at the same time can be a weakness. big tent parties. We need parties that are more focused on certain things. We need a, I don't agree necessarily with political parties. I understand why that was written by both the Federalist Papers, by George Washington, why that they warned against this. But unfortunately, they're here, and we've got to organize for our own freedom. The Republican Party has shown that it is too splintered right now to be anything but part of a uniparty, as I've read people talk about. You want to take over. The conservatives want to be the only voice heard in the Republican Party. Well, there are other there are other voices that need to be heard in this country. I'm going to say that. But I'm beginning to believe that we need to have more political parties in power. I've seen what goes on in other nations. I am well aware of the chaos that ensues from that. But the voices of the people are not heard right now in this country. At least if we have a conservative party, the conservative party is going to address the needs of conservatives, not the needs of folks who are racist, not the folks who are just not people that should be heard, but the conservatives. And yes, I have a problem with you if you call another human being subhuman. I have a problem where you look at somebody's skin color and automatically assume that that person is somebody not to think could be innocent of a crime. Now, okay, yes, there is a lot of crime committed by certain people that live, but mostly it's where they live. You live in the inner city, you're taught, oh, you can be buck wild and do whatever you want. That is the culture that is inner city. Because I've known a lot of white folks that live in these same neighborhoods are just the same way. It's the neighborhood. It is the culture in which they live in. Because city folks have a different culture than country folks. And while there are a lot of people that live in these cities, there are a lot of folks that live out in the country. They just don't like being bunched up, so they're overlooked. Us rednecks are committing crimes is a heck of a lot less than all the crime that's committed in these cities. Our culture is that we want to be left alone, and if you want to mess with us, well, we ain't necessarily going to tolerate it. The biggest headache is that we have police forces that are being used for revenue generation, and that makes us look bad. You've got simple folk that get put on the cameras because these media organizations want to paint us as uneducated hicks when there are a bunch of us that have the knowledge. We're not the ones that are going to get looked at, but then again, though, I ain't. If somebody goes to stick a camera in my face, I'm going to walk away. Rarely do I ever allow myself to be put on camera. Have I? Sure. But if I'm sitting out there when some tragedy hits, I am not going to allow myself to get put in front of a camera to get interviewed. Why? Because their agenda isn't just about raising awareness of this, but to try to help show that us rednecks are some poorly educated bunch of dunces. I'm about to say something else. And they work to make sure that they show that agenda every chance they get. So no, I don't really like you folks that live in the city thinking you're better than anybody else. Your food ain't grown in them cities very often. The work that is done in this country to provide so much of the necessities ain't done in the cities. Okay, it's convenient in the cities. I'll give you that. But not all of us need everything to be within 5 feet of us. Matter of fact, we're willing to grow our own food. We're willing to do the work to get our own places taken care of. We don't need to call somebody. We've learned from our families. We've learned by doing. We don't need to have all these conveniences. And for that matter, we don't need to have our phones 24/7. Seriously. You can be a high-tech redneck and not have access to a phone line 24/7. Heck, I'd even argue that it's worse for you to be constantly connected. Because you're listening to other people's agendas instead of thinking about your own freedom. Most rednecks would rather sit there, do the work that is required to live their lives, and then go out and hunt, fish, work their farms, do what is necessary for themselves to feel happy. Okay, we don't talk correct English all the time. We don't sound like we're a college professor and all this other fancy stuff. We ain't driving around in the fanciest of vehicles. We ain't wearing the finest clothes. There are times that we might smell like we've been around the pigs and the cows that we've been around. But we're willing to do work. You know, I have listened to these folks talk about, it's the new joke going around about a Hallmark Channel. Guys in suits who make all this money and so successful lose their women to guys that are wearing plaid and denim and all this stuff. Actually, take a look at the difference between the two guys. Yes, I will admit I've watched a couple of Hallmark movies just for the simple fact of that I just get bored sometimes and will be reading a book or will be doing something and will enjoy certain actresses and actors because I have seen them in other things and I've wanted to see what they're doing now. And you watch these movies. I don't know if it's all movies on Hallmark Channel. I've watched a few. I don't know how many. Because most of the time I'm reading a book or something. And I've got noise in the background. And Yes, it I guess the new ones, because it's the older ones that I normally enjoy. There is one Hallmark movie that is older that I really enjoy that has nothing to do with that. The movie is about a young lady who served in the military. She's just come out of the military because she doesn't want to stay in. She's gone through war. It's a pretty good, she does a pretty good job in representing the women that have come out of places like Afghanistan and Iraq. And she's hurting. And she's trying to make it back home. Well, along the way, her vehicle breaks down, and a local town takes her in while her car is getting fixed. And it's movies like that one. Yes, she falls in love with the person that ends up helping her, and yeah, it's a Hallmark moment. But the portrayal that this young woman does, and I guess she's not a young woman anymore. In the movie, she was a young woman. That movie is, I saw that and I watched it. I'll watch on occasion. Oh, and I think that was a Christmas movie. I will watch on occasion for stuff like that. Why? Because it's not, I'm not having to constantly complain about this or that. It's just mindless entertainment, and I don't know about the newer stuff that's going on, but and I'm sitting here explaining myself about watching some guilty pleasure. Oh well. I also watch Pluto Nash for guilty pleasure. But these young women aren't turning away from successful guys in suits for guys in plaid. Most of the time, these young women are turning away from guys who are so focused on their career that they're not paying attention to them. They're turning away from guys who are so focused on what their careers need to be that they're not focused on family. And the guys that they end up hooking up with at the end of the movie are guys that are wanting to actually learn what they are. That sounds like the way relationships are supposed to be. Even if you are working on a career, even if you are doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, if you have someone in your life, you're supposed to pay attention to them. Well, here's the thing. Here's the other thing. If you get elected, you're supposed to pay attention to those who elect you. Sounds like the same kind of thought process right there. I'm not saying that we should be married to our politicians. I'm saying that our politicians should want to have a healthy relationship with us. You thought I'd gone off on some kind of weird tangent, didn't you? Well, I didn't. I got to thinking about freedom. I'm all constantly thinking about freedom. And that's what you should think about. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end this. I'm going to first start out by going, I have a book, Founding Freedom's Primer. It is on itch.io. Yes, it is using visual novel software. It was something I created because I was wanting to learn about that, trying to use that as a new medium to get the voice of freedom via education out there. It covers the Bill of Rights in the voices of those who created the Bill of Rights. There's everybody heard from, people that, I will be honest, while I was compiling the words of all of these individuals, I had not heard of these individuals, and I learned so much about these folks. If you get a chance, you can get it for free if you would be willing to give me money for it. I am not going to complain. I'm on YouTube and Rumble as Redneck Thinker. I am on Twitter as Redneck Thinker. I am on MeWe as Redneck Thinker. I just changed the page that I have on there as the Writings of a Redneck Thinker. I am on YouTube, or I'm on Reddit as Redneck Thinker. I have a Facebook group, and it's using my real name. It's the Ramblings of Paul Shannon. So if you get a chance and want to get to know me a little bit better, you can reach out to me through Facebook, through MeWe. I'm willing to talk to people. I'm willing to listen to people. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Have a good day.